Eastern Kentucky has been one of the region's hardest hit by both a dying coal industry and the opioid crisis. And in Knott County, the drug overdose and mortality rate is more than double that of the nation's, and it's even higher than the average within the state. But the community is on a path to recovery by leaning into its musical heritage. It's what the area is known for. The mountain dulcimer, often heard in old-time Appalachian music, is thought to have originated there in the mid-1800s. More recently, Knott County became home to a luthery school, which teaches people how to build wooden stringed instruments. It's a hot, late summer night in the small town of Hindman. The sun is setting against the backdrop of the steep Appalachian Mountains, and musicians are warming up for the Knott County Downtown Radio Hour. It's essentially a recorded open mic hosted once a month by the Appalachian School of Luthery. Doug Nazelrode is the founder and the master luthier of the program.
Who wants to... Come on, it's just a microphone. It doesn't bite. Now, I know some of you guys have come down to play.
Nazelrode has a head full of salt and pepper loose curls with a matching mustache and a bushy goatee. He's from Kentucky, and in his work, he's built guitars for people like John Prine, Lyle Lovett, and Jamie Lee Curtis. Tonight, Nazelrode is coaxing several nervous musicians on stage, most of whom are in recovery from drug addiction. Here's Scott, and we're just using his first name to protect his privacy.
I just had a sister recently pass away, another one. She died of ALS, and I wrote this for my mom and my dad, so bear with me if I get through it without crying.
Mommy's crying now, and everything's so cold. Daddy's lying on the bathroom floor.
Scott is learning to make stringed instruments at the Luthery School through a program called Culture of Recovery, which Nazelrode founded 2 years ago. All of the people in the program are going through recovery from drug addiction. And through this Luthery School, the town of Hindman is rebuilding its identity on the backbone of its musical heritage. So far, about 40 people have been through the program. Nazelrode tells the story of Ricky, a student in recovery who was making a ukulele.
Well, Ricky was tapping in the frets in the fingerboard, and he was just tapping away. And he kind of was biting his lip, and he looked up at me, and his eyes got real big, and I thought, what do you do? Do you hit your finger? What happened? And he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, I just can't believe it. I'm making something.
Inside the school, there are tall shelves filled with planks of wood. There are two rows of work tables with machines in the back, and the walls are lined with music festival posters, beautiful stringed instruments where thousands of dollars sit in stands. A group is working on their instruments today. Teacher Paul Williams is helping them build guitars, dulcimers, and mandolins.
Okay. Now you take the stick, you put it in the center, and you bend it.
He wears suspenders and has a full-faced white beard and rosy cheeks. Teaching the guys in recovery is personal for him.
I lost two brothers myself to opioid addiction. So yeah, I've got a connection to that. I think it's a great thing to give people a chance to make a second chance of life, you know.
One student named Shane is staining the fretboard of his mandolin. He's new to playing music, and he says he's never considered building an instrument before.
That's something I've never had is patience. If I want to do something, I want to do it right then and there. But with this process, doing a lot of just waiting. So it's gave me a lot of patience and tolerance for real.
And that's the hope. But Nazelrode's long-term goal is for these guys to use the skills to find employment. That's why he started the Troublesome Creek Stringed Instrument Company, building guitars for market. It's about half a mile down the road from the Luthery School. So far, he employs 5 people, 2 of whom were former students. Nathan Smith attended the Luthery School during his rehab a year ago.
It's an amazing feeling. It's something I never imagined doing. It's kept me busy. You know, it keeps you focused. It was a new start.
Smith has been in recovery for 2 years now, and he has a job as a luthier. Back at the Luthery School, the Knott County Radio Hour is winding down.
Why don't you come back around? Everybody, thank you. Good night.
But it's after that one really gets a sense of Knott County and its mountain music heritage. Outside, the moon is out, crickets are chirping, the town is empty. But inside, an informal music jam starts.
Hold on. When all those boys were trying, yeah.
The guys from the recovery center are gathered around a work table, surrounded by equipment that builds the very instruments they're playing.
I will follow you to Virgie, although it hurts me so to lay to rest this mountain beauty.
The nervous energy is gone, replaced with full-faced smiles. They're just playing for the joy of it now, strumming songs they all know, like this Tyler Childers tune called Follow You to Virgie.
Saying, boys, be good.
For Inside Appalachia, I'm Caitlin Tam in Knott County, Kentucky.